You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, David, we'll get you in here in a second. I just watched. Did you see that, how well-designed that play was? About the four-yard line, Mahomes rolls out. Edwards-Helaire leads the way into the end zone, and Mahomes just follows him. Because the defensive back has got to run with Edwards, turns and runs with Edwards-Helaire into the end zone. He's got to cover him, and so Mahomes just walks in. You've got to use. I mean, how much did Mahomes run yesterday? Obviously, Lamar ran. I mean, Lamar's running the option.
Lamar threw for 97 yards.
Lamar is not Pat Mahomes.
No,
he's not Pat Mahomes.
No, and let me tell you something though. There was Steve Spagnuolo found a little something that is going to be a problem for the Ravens and Lamar Jackson until they solve it. He started coming with zero blitzes and basically saying, okay, we're man across the board, beat us, Lamar. And Lamar's first inclination is to pull and go. It's not to stand and deliver. It's not to find the big hit. And he started zero blitzing him, and it turned into sacks. And
even when he did, he had Hollywood up the right sideline and up the left sideline, and he just missed him. Those are throws that Pat Mahomes is making off his back foot, backpedaling, throwing it 40 yards down the field with a flick of the wrist right in the perfect spot. And Lamar doesn't have that.
No, but the thing is, Lamar has to keep trying to beat teams with that because it's the only way you back him out of that. It's a problem because if you stay in your lanes and you're bringing seven, Lamar can't outrun that. He's not going to escape the pocket against the zero blitz. Now, listen, they did a phenomenal job, their defensive ends, of containing. But remember when Jimmy Johnson busted out the muddle rush against Mike Vick when they put in the playoffs? And Vic just couldn't get anything done against the Eagles. The Eagles beat the Falcons. They went to the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson is going to have to prove he has two bad playoff games so far in his career. He is 0-3 against Pat Mahomes. The game against Tennessee Titans, they found something defensively to push him to the sidelines and push his passes to the sidelines. He did not respond well. Now Steve Spagnuolo comes with zero blitzes to basically take away a run option and force Lamar to make a quick decision and get rid of the ball quickly. You're going to have to either Hollywood is going to have to be the guy. Like, Hollywood's the guy who's going to have to be a catch and run, you know, where Lamar hits him on a, they're going to have to start anticipating zero blitzes and really working on hitting him on slants and hoping he can take it to the house. Or like he did yesterday, get up the field and Lamar just has to make that pass. But you knew teams were going to have something different for Lamar Jackson this year. You knew they would have something different. They would have a new game plan. And it will be interesting to see how he responds because he's played basically in the last four games. Two of the four have not been good at all. The Titans and the Chiefs have been the bad ones. He mentioned that they, and when I say Titans, I'm going back to last year's playoffs. I thought he threw it pretty well against the Texans. He didn't have a monster game against the Texans. They did a pretty good job of keeping Lamar Jackson in check. But, I mean, Pat Mahomes in Kansas City, really, they ran the ball whenever they needed to. At the end of the game, they just said, we're just running it. We'll just pound y'all. I mean, it's not – and here's the other thing. I'm going to say this, too. Andy Reid yesterday, full Andy Reid, full-on – offensive brilliance was on display yesterday. He uses so many jet sweeps. So he was using the little jet sweep, and then he would work back up and around the quarterback, that little counter. And all he's doing is showing linebackers different looks. He wants linebackers' eyes to be on a variety of players in the backfield moving so that they're not ready for basic running plays. Like, he will get so much movement going, and then it's just and then he'll run like basic power. It's unbelievable. Or he'll run just a basic lead play. He's so good at creating misdirection through pre-snap movement. And this is when you talk about the Bill O'Brien offense, now Tim Kelly's offense. You know, it would really help your running game if you could create some distractions like that. If you could get Brandon Cooks on the move like that. If you could show them some basic concepts like that. It's when you watch the little inside pass to Anthony Sherman yesterday. Just brilliant. He had an inside pass to Anthony Sherman, which was brilliant. He had the tackle throwback to the uncovered tackle. Eric Fisher for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just Andy Reid is so good. And I know it gets said, look, Pat Mahomes is special. You're gonna hear people make comments about, if he didn't have Andy Reid. Dude, Pat Mahomes would do this with anybody. It wouldn't matter.
Well, but
Pat's special. But
no, the
Andy
innovation,
Reid,
that shovel pass, the, you know, falling backwards, he and throwing the ball on the dime to Kelsey, who dropped it.
See what he did against the blitz? He annihilated Lamar Jackson. Terrible against the blitz. Pat Mahomes murdered them against the blitz.
Right.
Like, that's the big difference between those two guys right now. And that's the difference ultimately between being an elite all-time talent and being a good quarterback.
But here's
how
the
you
deal.
Do against blitz.
Here's the deal. Deshaun has got to start running. You've got to use that weapon because it opens up even more. If you've got to have a spy on him, it freezes the defense. And, oh, by the way, he's your best athlete on the field. You got to start acting like it. You can't just keep him bottled up in the pocket and let him just get destroyed. He's getting hit at an unbelievable rate right now. He's taking 33 hits. This is unacceptable. He has got to get out. If he's going to take, let him choose how he's going to get hit. You know, run out of bounds or slide, as opposed to just getting destroyed in the pocket. Let him decide. And he, you know what? He's making better decisions with that. That Cowboys game, Sunday night game, where he was, you know, taking everybody on, he hasn't done that since. He's smarter than this. And, oh, by the way, you have to use his athleticism. They're not using his athleticism at all. At all.
You really got to do something. I mean, that would be something that would maybe potentially get a defense on their heels. Look, this is a great opportunity.
You're how many RPOs did you see?
I don't even know if
none.
I saw any.
Zero RPOs.
I would be running a ton of RPOs.
Yeah.
I would run, he's comfortable in that. He looks good in it. I would run so many looks like that where.
That's how they beat the Chiefs last year in the regular season.
Well, they had something new for
and
him.
And Darren Fells.
They had a tight end drag.
That's right.
They had the tight end drag. That was a new wrinkle that they had. But I don't see the Texans putting people on their heels with new wrinkles. I don't see that.
You didn't see that last week?
You would think you would see that with one of the first three games. And if there was a wrinkle, I don't know what it was. The Vikings are not a good defense. You should move the ball effectively. They're young in the secondary, and they don't stop the run.
What's going to be great is watching them, you know, watching the Texans defense destroy Dalvin Cook.
Well, they need a bear. So here's the thing.
That's going to be the fun part.
A bear front is the, and I've seen this with Gary Kubiak when he was here. The Giants used to run a bear front against him, run five covered. They cover up tackle, guard, center, guard, tackle. You run that, and Gary, in the zone scheme, really struggles. It really struggles. Now, Gary's not as, they're not as heavily reliant on outside zone as they were before, but when you go hat on hat across the front, they can't climb up to the second level and get linebackers. It shuts down the zone scheme. And Gary had a hard time. And I say this because Gary Kubiak is offense coordinator with the Vikings. But when the Giants used to play the Texans, they would cover guard, center, guard, basically, and say, okay, we're not going to let you guys work up to the linebackers. And it would shut down Arian Foster and the zone scheme for the Texans. And that's, you know, you should take a. I'm just giving you free advice, dude, Anthony Weaver. Run that.
The Texans have that personnel.
Yeah, big
did
personnel.
Do it successfully.
Yeah, you just all it is you're just basically preventing. You're just engaging those guys. Is all you need to do. You just need to engage them to where they can't do combo blocks, workup blocks up to the second level. That's all it is. You don't have to be.
They
great.
Just picked up two defensive tackles,
so they feel well. Good about the
yeah,
the
and one was
scrap heap.
Well, Corey Legit was, they're both on practice squad, but they're guys who have NFL experience.
Yeah.
You know what that tells you? This ain't good enough. How do you
really?
That? Is there somebody hurt that you don't, is there somebody hurt? A no. defensive tackle?
No, bro. How about inactive? Blackwell.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Blacklock,
but he'll be back.
Will he?
Well, yeah, he'll be back, but you know what? He's not. If you run downhill at him,
well,
he
why
ain't
are you
the
picking
guy.
Up Luchet and the other dude?
Maybe you think that Brandon Dunn and PJ Hall aren't the answer.
Oh, really? Because I'm pretty sure they've been.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's because the Texans are allowing 160 yards a game on the ground. Maybe that's why they're picking up some new defensive tackles.
Yeah. And these guys who aren't
and you can't pick up linebackers.
These guys who aren't on a team, they're going to save the day.
You can't pick up linebackers.
Here I come to save the day.
What do you know? A failed second-round pick for the Raiders possibly isn't getting the job done here?
Another failed first-rounder?
Yeah.
Conley?
Man, I thought if you just picked up a bunch of Raiders, you'd be good.
Yeah.
Or a bunch of Cleveland Browns like Eric Murray.
Let's get David in here. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. The one thing about the Astros is all they have to do is get behind closed doors and flip a switch and understand they've been there before.
That's right.
They're the scariest team because they used to be able to hit 96 miles an hour better than any team in all of the MLB, and they can get back to that. But the real issue was never trash cans. Everybody had an iPad. Everybody could see real time what the pitchers were doing. And when they took that away, it messed a lot of hitters up. Now they can get back to the basics. They can see ball, hit ball, and they got it. They got all the personnel to do it. I think they can surprise some people.
And it doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any easier than Kenta Maeda today. And by the way, you can
most
hear that.
Most overrated pitcher in the
really
baseball.
And by the way, you can hear it right here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to that other station to hear the game if you're driving around.
You
hear it right
want
here.
An unbiased account
yes,
of this game.
Because when the Astros are up 11-3 in the seventh, you want to hear an unbiased account of the game.
Yeah.
And if you listen to 92.5, you want unbiased.
I'm pretty sure if the Astros are down 11-3 in the sixth, that Bill O'Brien's going to catch it. Yep. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, but you won't hear that on the other station.
No, not at all.
Nope.
Somehow, some way, Bill O'Brien will catch this fade.
He's going to catch it. You know that. You know he's going to catch it. He'll fresh one.
For the Astros loss.
Yep. 813 ESPN 97.
AJ's going to blame Deshaun?
Well, did AJ blame Deshaun yesterday?
AJ is not a big... I think AJ is tired of Deshaun love, so AJ's going the other side of Deshaun.
Huh. This is on Deshaun.
Okay. Well, I mean, we've said some of the same things.
Well, it is interesting that Deshaun didn't. It is interesting that Deshaun can't pull them out of when they're in the funk. When they're in a funk and they can't. I mean, because, listen, this was squarely. We'll talk about it on the other side.
He did it against the Bills last year, but there's not as many of those.
Oh, my God. But that was the fourth quarter. Thank God they were still around. Thank God that the Bills didn't just walk all over them for the first three quarters.
Thank God that you've got a brand new grill.
I do. I've got a new DCS coming.
Do you have it?
Yeah. No. It's not ready to be. I'm heading in there, and I'm gonna pay it, and then free delivery, free assembly. It's gonna be perfect.
So that's the cool thing is it's free assembly, free delivery. You don't want to have to assemble your own grill. What a nightmare that would be. But they do have a fall grill sale going on right now. You know, they've got that location in West U, in Spring, in Katy, and there's going to be another one coming soon. So you've got three locations: Katy, West U, and Spring. There's no excuse not to go out and get the very best. And as John mentioned, the DCS truckload sale, that's going on right now for the big fall sale. You get a chance to get a gas grill. They've got the Big Green Egg. The fall grill sale is going on right now for that and for the Kamado Joe if you're looking for ceramic. And if you want wood pellet grills, well, you come to the right guy because I've used three different wood pellet grills. I've tried them all out, and it's really fantastic. Pits and Spits is going to be the next one that I want to get my hands on because it's so durable, so well built. It's a local company, and they do a phenomenal job. And I don't care if it's Memphis, Pits and Spits, Traeger. The technology now that keeps the temperature right where it's supposed to be the entire time and probes that you can put into your meat and you have a right there connected to the grill where you know exactly what the internal temperature is of your food. You can cook perfectly every single time. Make sure you go to Texas Star Grill Shop. It's your one-stop shop. They've got every marinade, rub, seasoning, and their experts in there can help you find anything and everything you need. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Guys, this fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys. It's guaranteed to upgrade your life. Really cool stuff in here. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers, you've got cozy clothing and threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every single month. That's why it's called Bespoke.
No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear. Really, really awesome. Tell you what, I love the Weekender bag right now, which is part of the Box of Awesome. Or how about this one? The Layers is something that you can get with flannel shirt, and it's brushed flannel. They've got boot socks to match as well. This is your opportunity to get started. Take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick out the perfect box for you. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Every day. Hi, welcome back. 817 ESPN 97.5. Lance, why don't you tell your little massage story?
Okay.
Lance was at a massage parlor yesterday, Del.
Well, he makes it sound creepy. If you go to Chinatown, there, it's called... LV, it's a foot massage place.
What was the name of the place Bob Kraft went? Is that it?
No, I can't remember. That was Sunshine Massage,
something like that.
Anyway, it's just basic. Like, you know, you can get a cheap foot massage and like a basic body. You sit in a chair, a recliner, basically, and they do arms, neck, not even the back. It's basic.
The good stuff, all the stuff. They do it all.
What do you mean all?
They give you a good rub.
No, they do a foot massage, leg, and then, you know, like arms, back. And not even back, just the neck. Because your shirt's on, your clothes are all on.
Oh.
Is that, do I need to throw that in there for you?
Your clothes are all on.
Yeah, your clothes are all on. You're just sitting there. I've got my headphones in. I'm listening to Alina Baraz. Everything's good. And then the guy there, he starts to.
Oh, it was a guy.
Yeah, he starts to, like the shoulder, he's like, oh. He can tell the muscles are real tight. So he starts to kind of strip
the
shoulder.
That's not the one Bob Kraft went to with guys.
He starts to strip the shoulder, and it hurts. It hurts because my muscles will, like, it's a mess on my shoulder right now. So I'm thinking, okay, well, this probably needs to be done to release those because I have what's called an apprehensive shoulder. It won't allow me to move in different directions. The muscles bunch up. So then he starts, I don't say anything that I had a shoulder issue. He can just tell. Then he starts like working on this. Oh, it really hurt. He's digging around. Then he's trying to move my arms and the arm in a different direction, but he's being careful. So I'm like, okay, this guy knows what's going on with my arm. He can already tell. And so it hurt. Like I was in pain, but I also thought I'm just going to have to get through this because some of this has to be broken up. It's probably scar tissue. Some of this has to be broken up and released.
When did you? Why?
It has to be released so it can feel better. So then I go directly from there to my physical therapy session with April, who works for Danny Arnold. She's awesome. She's incredible. She used to work for Sumlet at Texas A&M. We talk Aggie football when I go in, college football. So I go, hey, I had a massage in Chinatown where the guy ended up stripping my shoulder muscle and this. That it hurt, but it was. She goes, so you went to Chinatown with somebody who didn't have a medical background? Did he have medical? And then you had him working on your shoulder, deep tissue. You know that can just make it worse. You know that, right? That's probably not a very good idea that you went in and did. Like I could tell she was visibly disgusted with me for going in there. She's trying to get my shoulder
Welcome
right.
Welcome to our world.
She's trying to get my shoulder right.
Do you need someone to like be with you at all times? You check with them before you make decisions?
Make decisions?
So why would you go to play a guy with no medical background
to
do that?
I just thought it was going to be like a relaxing massage, but I know I probably need this.
Even snacks would have been, because snacks told him, hey, Dad, you want
I'll
me to hold
the
this ladder?
Yeah.
You want me to hold this ladder? Snacks knew better.
That's a fair point.
Okay.
You just need
How old is snacks now? 12? 13?
12.
Yeah. A 12-year-old. You think Maybe a 12-year-old could follow you around.
I always reference give
you. Hey, Lance, did you bring your key card today?
As much as you're into the culture, Lance, there's. How did you miss the Chappelle skit where he goes, there's always an older black man around. He goes, don't do that. That's 5 to 10. Now, that's not a crime. You're not committing crimes, but you should always have someone with you that goes, don't do that. That's going to really mess you up.
I don't have that. I have a wife, but she's not with me at all times.
Right.
And it actually gets worse. So April's like, you really shouldn't do that. That can make your shoulder worse. And so we went through the physical therapy session. And I'm like, you know, he actually released a lot of this stuff. And it actually, I think it was a good idea. Mm. But I didn't say it. I just thought it in my head. Mm-hmm. Then at 3 a.m, as this insane pain is ripping through the muscles in my shoulder, where the deep tissue massage basically has just bruised my entire arm, I'm like, I can't. Right now, it's killing me. I took a 400 milligram ibuprofen. If I had any painkillers, I would have taken it. I took a muscle relaxer last night, which, you know, was prescribed to me. That did nothing. I'm in so much pain. I got to get up and get ice packs two different times to put on my shoulder to try to alleviate the pain, and it's not, and right now it's not working. So that's probably one of those moves where Snacks asked to hold the ladder. I probably should let him hold the ladder.
Good right. God,
why would you do? Yeah. Man.
I make choices sometimes.
Not great ones.
No. No, your choices
I didn't choose to have my arm stripped, but I thought that it was probably the right thing to just get through the pain, and it will actually make it, and maybe it will make it better. It's not good today, though. It wasn't good last night when I got 2 hours of sleep.
You've had two major injuries recently.
The foot wasn't major. It was not.
Did it hamper you for quite a while?
Yeah, it was so major, actually. Yeah,
did you ever follow the advice of the people who of medical professionals in either instance?
What do you mean by that?
You know, when they tell you not to do something, you still do it. Or when they tell you to do something, you don't do it. Did you follow their... Okay, that's a no. You didn't follow their lead at any point.
I had the boot on too long. The second one, yeah, I probably should have started rehab earlier so that the ligaments wouldn't have constricted on me. It's actually worse. My range of motion is
He's wincing.
Backwards. Good idea. Chinatown. That's where all ills are cured.
Oh, I'm sorry you hate Eastern medicine. Have you heard about... You know what? If I had Mr. Miyagi doing this, I'm like... And I asked the guy, can you do the...
Seems a little racist, but okay.
Do this move? And he's like, what? Mm-hmm.
What move? Yeah, rubbing his
Mr.
hands
Miyagi,
together?
Can you do the friction hand where you put it on the shoulder and make it better? Because that's what Ralph Macchio had.
Well, that's what Robert Kraft had.
No.
He had forehands.
Four of them.
I'm not asking for that friction hand. I want a Mr. Miyagi where you put it on the shoulder and it's better.
Did you say, give me the Mr. Miyagi?
Yeah. 400 milligram ibuprofen is just two tablets. That's for a slight headache. Double that up. Yeah, he's right. 800 milligrams is what you should be taking.
Who said that?
Jackie. She knows.
Another doctor.
Jackie on Twitter.
Right. No, he's right, though. 800 milligrams is about what
that's
you should
fine.
Be taking.
I should be taking 1,200 milligrams.
Jackie knows when she, you know, that time Jackie has, you know, cramps and stuff.
So anytime I've got a whole thing, I'm looking for Oxys, Vicodin, I'm looking for anything, and all I can get is...
Jackie's a man, by the way.
I've got
Jackie's a what? Jackie's
for people man, who yeah. think, man, John's really leaning in on that misogyny, I'm just telling you, no, Jackie's a man. We think. We're not
think
sure.
Not a name with not with a name God, of Jack.
I would ask, you have access to, you know, Danny Arnold's people. I'm sure you run into doctors all the time. I'm sure you have doctors in your phone. Just ask them for things before you make decisions. Just ask them. It's easy. Hey, should I do this? The answer is generally always going to be no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So ask Lance if it moved.
If you're a hater. No, it didn't move.
It didn't move.
It's a basic chair massage. It's nothing.
Okay.
Massages are massages. I don't know where you guys go.
Well, you went to Chinatown and wrecked your shoulder.
I don't get massages.
Neither do I.
Yeah. They're good for you if you have.
I go. I'm going to stretch zone today to get stretched.
Well, that's similar.
Yeah.
That's similar.
Don't
You're
go
loosening
there for
the
your
muscles.
Shoulder. I'm just telling you.
No, I bet they would kill it.
Oh, God. It would come out of your socket.
Yeah. Nope.
Hey, listen, my shoulder's really bothering me. Can you stretch this out?
Oh, yeah. With some stretching, we'll get there. I go,
It's a bad decision.
Would Lance's life story be a one season, 12 episode, or a 30 minute short story? Oh, no. We could go on and on and on. I think he's got five or six seasons in him. And Charles Altuve says, why aren't cameras following Lance around at all times? Let's go true Hollywood stories.
I wouldn't want that. But I do have crazy stuff at the house that happens. Falling off, I would have gone viral if there was any video footage of me falling off that thing. I'm really interested. I was kind of high up there.
It wouldn't be nearly as fun because you'd be in such pain. It would be like, that's not fun.
Some people would laugh.
Yeah, people would laugh. Are you kidding? I've seen people laugh at fail videos. My kids laugh at fail. I can't watch fail videos and laugh.
No.
Especially if kids are on skateboards and they're trying to jump down the handrail. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, this isn't going to be good. And I intentionally am not watching the Texas running back who lands on his neck and everyone thought he broke his neck.
Oh my God.
That was awful.
I've decided based on what people have said that I'm not going to watch
that. That was the worst.
I saw the
initial
play.
They said he looked like a scorpion.
Oh, it was
bad. God.
Oh, I can't even think about
that. That was terrible.
And they said he ran off the field?
His back was twisted all the way back. It was horrible.
Have you ever seen somebody land so badly in a fail video or something?
Yeah, when you're diving into a pool and you hit the cement.
Oh. I have to turn it off immediately. I can't watch.
Oh, my God.
I can't watch when somebody tries to back. I saw one the other day where some kid who was like 14 tried to backflip. Another kid was going to help him. Just on the ground. He literally flipped, and it's literally just like this. Jumps halfway, and then the gravity just pulls him down. He busted his head. It looked like he broke his neck. I don't know what happened to him. I couldn't watch the rest.
Did he go to Chinatown for a massage?
What?
Did he go to Chinatown for a massage?
No.
If he would have, it would have worked. It will release the muscles.
Did it just work for you?
Well, I don't know. I just know that I'm bruised.
Oh, you're bruised.
You, well, deep tissue massage into torn ligaments.
The lady
is
at the front who owns
idea.
The place, she came over, she goes, are you okay? Because I was going, She goes, are you okay? I said, yeah, I just need to strip the muscle.
Did she say, that's usually a sound someone makes when we are a little lower on the body?
Yeah, right.
No, it's a real place.
Right.
It could be a real place and do other stuff.
Man, you still Yeah, you shouldn't be moaning like this.
Yeah, didn't even offer that.
It wasn't moaning. It was screaming in pain.
Well, hey, let's go take a look at what the Astros are today. MyBookie.ag, promo code
probably
radio.
A heavy favorite.
Let's see. I don't think they're going to be a
plus 150.
I don't think they're going to be a huge, huge favorite, if you want to know the truth, against Kenta Maeda. But let's take a look. And here we do. The Astros are plus 1.5 runs and plus 145. Wow. So that's really that. You know what? If you're looking for the way to bet on them, this is the way to do it. Let's go. Plus a run and a half, minus 140, and then plus 145, over 7.5. What do you think about over 7.5 with Maeda versus Greinke? I don't know. What do you think? All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. What do you think about, tomorrow's NBA game? What do you think about the series? I told you yesterday, if you bet, listen, just throw whatever you want on the Heat to win in this game, 4-0, 4-1, 4-2, 4-3, and you're going to make yourself some money. But you can make money at mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and all you have to do is go there, deposit. Your first initial deposit is going to be doubled, and then you start playing, and if you win, they pay. That's the best thing about it. You can find all the odds for everything, including the election, at mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dell has an interesting stat for us this morning. Dell, what's that stat you were quoting?
Now, this is off the top of my head. I wanted to be sure, because we know Randall Cobb caught a touchdown in week three. Did he catch a touchdown in week one or two?
No, right? No.
And has Brandon Cooks caught a touchdown pass yet?
No.
So the combination of Anthony Sherman, which is the fullback for the Chiefs, and their left tackle, Eric Fisher, have combined for more touchdown catches than the Texans' two wide receiver acquisitions.
More touchdowns. The tackle and fullback.
For Kansas City.
Or the Cobb and Cooks combination for the Texans. Who has more receiving yards, though?
Wow. I think Cooks and Cobb have that one won. Because Randall Cobb.
This is how I predicted it, though, that he would spread the ball around. Cobb has 11 catches. Cooks. Fuller has 12. Cooks has 10. Akins has 11. David Johnson has 7. Kenny Stills 5. It's exactly what I said.
It is spread around.
It is spread around.
Too bad.
And high flying up and down the field.
Well, that's
nonstop. Hijinks and hilarity.
Not so much there. When the two have combined for 21 catches and let's see, right around 315 yards or so. Right around there.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly.
Okay. I did the math right. Good. So that's comforting.
315 yards. What is that, though?
In three games?
100 a game. Thank you.
Yeah, but
y'all are going to be sad when the Texans
really
roll the Vikings and you can't make your little jokes.
I won't be sad.
You're going to be sad because you're going to lose draft position.
I will be a little disheartened, but I won't be sad.
God forbid they lose this game.
They're not going to.
No, honestly, what in the world? Does he lose that locker room? At what point does Deshaun go, screw this?
Well, that's
the only
thing
that changes.
He's locked in.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying I ain't doing anything y'all say. You know what? I'm calling my plays at the line of scrimmage. Your plays suck.
He ain't going to do that.
Well, at what point? Well, listen, he's got 40 a year. You know what? He should walk up to the line of scrimmage and go,
he didn't get it yet.
No, your play sucks. I'm getting us out of this.
He didn't get it yet. He's got to wait till the 40 starts rolling.
No, he doesn't. He's got guaranteed money. And oh, by the way, what are they going to do? Okay, Bill O'Brien, what you going to do? Come on, what? Come on,
do the show. Is that what you're telling him?
Do the show, bit.
Call the plays, yeah. Bill.
No, Bill. Don't. You know what? You can call the plays, but
this is embarrassing.
I'm gonna call my
plays.
We're
the fourth largest city in the nation,
and we're 0-3.
This is embarrassing.
Wait.
This is the most embarrassed I've
call
been.
Call the game. Bitch,
you can take all of Jason Braddock's comments during that show and turn them into Deshaun talking to OB.
This is embarrassing. No, honestly, if they lose this game, and by the way, Deshaun should be. What are they doing?
Honest question: what percentage of the fan base right now? I am not cheering against the Texans. Bill O'Brien is not going anywhere.
No.
He's not. The Texans aren't going to finish 3-13. It's not going
to
happen.
But here's the thing.
Unless Deshaun gets hurt.
Here's the thing about him, though, Lance, is I've gotten to the point where it's not that I don't care.
Well, they're not lovable.
It doesn't bother me. You know why?
Because I
dislike Bill O'Brien.
Oh, I'm kind of in the same boat you are. Like, I'm not. My Sundays aren't ruined like they used to be.
Yeah.
My Sundays aren't ruined. And it's 100% of that guy because
he's. You know what?
He does bad moves and he is literally affecting future years with his moves.
Yes.
He's not just screwing up. It's not that he's screwing up this year. He's affecting their opportunity to improve under Deshaun Watson for the next couple of years.
Honestly, now there's going to be 13,000. Honestly, if they had a full house, how full would it be for this Sunday's game? How many empty seats would there be?
If there had been no pandemic.
Right.
I think there could have been about 10,000 empty seats already.
Yeah. No,
I think
no.
10,000. This early in the season, that's a terrible thing.
And here's the thing is, we still got a Houston Texans waiting list. Join the Houston Texans waiting list so that you can be in on all the fun. Well, guess what? People that are actually paying money ain't going. Okay? That's even worse. That people would, you know what? I don't care. I don't care enough to go to their games. I'll waste my tickets. And that's even worse. Now, they're going to have 13,300. They're going to be able to 13,300 will go to the game. They will go to the game. They want to be there. They want to root for their team. And don't get me wrong. There's no shortage of Houston Texans fans in this city. That's the number one team, and it's the number. But I've never seen it where so many people are so apathetic about this team, so apathetic about this organization. I don't want to say team, the organization, because the players aren't dislikable, unlikable, dislikable, unlikable, unlikable. But there is a certain person that is making this whole organization, there's a black cloud over this organization, and it's one guy. And it's coming from one guy.
So, yeah, what you're saying is true. But back to my original question. What percentage of the Houston fan base, true Texans fans, are cheering? Jose said he cheers against the Texans because he wants Bill O'Brien out. What percentage of the fan base do you think is cheering against the Texans?
I honestly think I think it's pretty apathetic if you want to know the truth.
20%?
That are cheering against them?
Mm-hmm.
I think probably higher.
I think it's a little. You think it's higher?
Higher.
Holy moly. That's a ton if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because we live in a bubble where, you know, we're all pissed off about it. People on Twitter, callers are pissed off about it. Fans aren't happy. But I just found that fans, the true, you know, fans are going to be, let's go blue, let's go red, let's go Liberty White, make it happen, fight. I'm still a Texan, woohoo! Like all that cheerleader pom-pom crap. This has been 17 years of cheerleader pom. My pom-pom, I've had to put my pom-poms away. This isn't a pom-pom squad to me. So this isn't a pom-pom front office. No thanks. But I do think that the general fan, I think, is still in the Texans' corner. I don't think they're actively cheering against the Texans. It'd be closer to 10%. One out of every 10 would cheer against. And that's still a lot.
I think it's higher than you think. I think it is. I do. I just think that people are just so fed up with all the stupidity.
They may be apathetic.
The dumb moves. His whole approach to this thing, the dictatorship. I do. I think it's higher than that. I do. My wife said, you know, isn't it when they lose, aren't people upset and don't they call the show? And I said, yeah, but then you lose them after Monday. And you know what? I don't care about them anymore. If they were winning, if they were 3-0, people, I want to hear what, you know, everything going on with the Texans.
Well, like Charlie's always said, 4-0, 0-4. Charlie,
that's not, no, there's a big difference. Big difference. No,
but Charlie's always been like, either be really good or really bad.
When you're 0-4, people don't care anymore. People, they'll stop listening. I'm going to listen to something else. I don't want to hear this same crap about this same crappy team all the time. I'm out on them. When they're 4-0, I'm all in. I can't get enough.
Here's what Rhino says. Texans fans, even if they don't show up to the game, they still paid for the tickets. Makes no sense. Like the whole jersey burning. You already paid for it. He's right. I mean,
no, but that just shows how apathetic. You don't even care enough when you did pay for them.
Yeah. Why do you? Are you apathetic enough to stop paying for them? That's the question.
I didn't for 18 years because I put that. Because I bought a seat license. So I just kept, I got to buy them. I mean, they got me
unless
by the
shorties. Unless you are not selling out.
I can sell my seat license, which I'm going to do this offseason.
Unless you're not selling out, it doesn't say anything to the team. And I'm not telling people not to buy tickets.
Well,
I'm not
but
the,
they can tell.
I'm not the radio guy who says, don't buy tickets.
If there's 15,000 empty seats, they know. Oh, trust me, they know.
That should be an indicator to
you. Yes.
Even if you sell out, when people aren't in the stands, and we've seen that plenty over the years.
Yeah. No. It absolutely. We saw it on a Monday night that they were vying in the week 14 that they're playing the Titans, and it's a big game, and it's like, this place is dead.
Mm-hmm.
This place is dead.
Yeah.
That was just a couple years ago.
I forgot about
that. Justin, let's get him in here before break. Hey, Justin.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say I think you guys are being a little hard on the Texans and Bill O'Brien. I know he's had some big failures, but you also got to look at his track record. They've been to the playoffs, you know, pretty much every year, and they've had three really tough games here. And you know, coaches like Andy Reid and some other coaches, you know, it took them a while to get a Super Bowl, and so I think Bill O'Brien is the right guy. You know, it's just going to take time. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, that was a legitimate pro Bill O'Brien call.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna take.
There was no jokes there in
no,
there.
No.
I will counter with our dearly departed Raheel went through it in terms of because he referenced it takes time and Andy Reid finally won. Andy Reid's the outlier. Andy Reid made a Super Bowl earlier in his career with the Eagles and didn't win and finally won with the Chiefs. That is an outlier scenario of taking that long to win. It just doesn't happen in the modern NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, whether they don't get enough time or they just aren't good enough, you don't – what are we in, the year 7 or year 6 of Bill O'Brien?
This is 7.
You don't see coaches in year 7 who haven't reached Super Bowl level get there. It doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah. Well, and Andy Reid had
he had success.
He got to the Super Bowl before.
Yeah.
Listen, right. And he was in NFC Championship games. Andy Reid was 5-11 his first year, then 11-5, 11-5, 12-4, 12-4, 13-3 in his first 7 seasons. That's not comparable. That's not comparable to Bill O'Brien. He got to the NFC Championship game in his 6th season. In his 6th season, he was in NFL Championship game. Andy Reid, from an offensive standpoint, because he was in charge of the offense, and so was Bill O'Brien. Andy Reid's points per game, he was 28th, then 15th, then 6th, then 7th, then 5th, then 7th. Do you have that with Bill O'Brien?
Bill O'Brien, did you see the stat? He hasn't hit 20 more than 25 points in the last 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
He can't. 25 with the weapons that he's had. 845 ESPN 97.5. You want to talk about a weapon? Chastain Ford's got a weapon. How about $28,999 for the 2020 F-150 STX model? It's ridiculously low. You can pay $28,999 or $499 per month with nothing down. Boop, boop, boop. Nothing down. This is it's unbelievable what they got. They got 20,000 off the Expeditions, 10,000 off all of these other. It's 20,000 off MSRP on the Expeditions. It's a beautiful car. It's what I'm driving, and I'm telling you this, you will love it, and you're not going to get better deals anywhere else. So if you're shopping price, you go to ChastainFord.com. If you go to ChastainFord.com, you can actually just immediately, you can buy it all. You can do it all online. Customize your payments, value your trade, get pre-approved, schedule a test drive, VIP delivery at home or in-store, whichever you prefer. They will deliver it to you. You can test drive it. You can send it. They'll come and pick it up if you don't like it, and you can go and get another one. So if you're looking, or you know, they'll bring it to you. If you're looking for the dealership that you get, and oh, by the way, the other dealerships, yeah, you can buy online, but then you have to come in because we have to jack up all kinds of stuff on you. That's not what they're doing at Chastain Ford. Do it all online, Chastain at home, ChastainFord.com, or go to the dealership and see for yourself how wonderful they are. If you're looking for that Ford vehicle, it's Chastain Ford on 610 Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, I love the Astros. I love the Rockets. You know, I really do. I've been to games, and they're awesome. But we all know what it's about in Houston. And it's about the football team. It's about football. It's about the Texans. And we know that we need to do our part. The Astros are a great baseball team, and the Rockets are a great basketball team, and we need to do our part and represent the team in a championship way, and we're working hard to do that every day. But we're really lucky to play in front of a passionate fan base, and when I say that, I mean it. You know, I think we have the best fans in the NFL. I've said that before. I'll say that all the time.
The laugh. The laughter by the crowd never, they think he's joking. It never gets old. I totally forgot that he said that. After the Astros won a title.
It was August 27, 2019. So it was a couple years. Still won a title. But the Astros are in the middle of another run. And this is what he said.
Yeah.
And the crowd was like, ha, 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 ha. And he's like, no, I'm serious about this. What are you guys laughing at? This is a Texan
city. This is all about the Texans.
Yeah.
They own the city. There's no question. The Texans own the city. It's NFL football. But maybe that guy's right. Does anybody else agree with that guy? The guy who just called in?
No.
Justin?
No.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, we got
Justin.
I don't
know that I agree with the Astros, the Texans own the city. I mean, everyone's been apathetic for this is going on three years now.
For all the games, the Texans own the city.
Well, yeah, but they also have the benefit of single games per week. They have the benefit of
But even still, you add up all the Astros games and they don't add up all for the week and they don't add up to the Texans.
If you had a 16-game Astros schedule, you don't think the ratings would be higher?
But you don't. You don't.
No, but I mean, if you did, well, that's why it's not apples to apples. If you had a 16-game Astros schedule, I'll bet you everyone would be locked in on each of those games.
Well, even Astros World Series are comparable to Texans regular season.
No, that can't be true.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no chance that's true.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they get, well, I mean, before the Texans would get 19, 20.
Astros Nationals 21. had a 10.21 million viewers on Fox.
Yeah.
And then that's a game four. Just game four, okay. Astros Nationals, 10.2 million
viewers
on Fox.
Well, here in this city, but you got to look at, that's a national. You got to look in this city. And see what it is. What were the local numbers?
Texans Chiefs season openers averaged 19.3 million viewers, down 12% from last year. NBC Sports said total audience delivery. I'd have to check on what the Houston ratings are.
I mean, that's double.
Well, on national
for a World Series,
but people care about football opening game as opposed to World Series. If your team's not in the World Series, I'll see if I can find the Houston ratings.
In the Houston market. I'm telling you, it's not even close. It's not even close. The Texans own the city. And, well, it's NFL football.
Yeah, The Texans clearly have the benefit of playing in the NFL. The NFL owns all their cities.
Yeah.
So, sure. But if you go pound for pound, like person for person, are people going to say they're bigger Texans fans? I guess. I guess they would.
I wouldn't. I'm a bigger Astro fan.
Well, there you go. There's one person.
Yeah.
Lance, you a bigger Texans Astro Rocket fan?
Man, it's just so hard because it really, I would have told you Astros, it really does depend on who's doing well. I mean, I've been Rockets in 18, Astros in 17 and 19. The Texans haven't really had they haven't really captured my imagination except when Deshaun was a rookie. And then I was in 18 too when he's hitting Will Fuller and they're hanging 50 on the Dolphins or whoever it was and Titans or Dolphins, whoever that was on that Thursday night game. And then they hung like a 50 spot on the Titans. I'm like, holy crap. And then it's like, just poof.
Well, yeah. That offseason, I was so pumped. I bought Deshaun for $25
in the auction.
I was so pumped about that team and about that about the prospects. And listen, that's disappeared.
But that's
because
that's what I'm saying.
They've really destroyed.
Now, you want to ask me about my sons? My sons are Rockets 1, Texans 2. Well, Snacks is Colts. Everyone else is Texans. Caused a huge fight. Snacks is cheering for the Steelers. Everyone else is booing him and get out of the room. And like they get mad at him. But they go basketball 1, football 2, baseball 3. But when the Astros are in the World Series, I mean, they care. But those kids are basketball kids first. They used to be football kind of, but it's really turned into full-scale basketball. And I think NBA 2K is the reason. But they also play some Madden.
Yeah, well,
they don't play a baseball game.
No, there's no baseball game to play. It's
not
too,
there's
too boring.
The show.
It's too boring.
No, there's the show.
Yeah,
it's all right. You get to like be the person.
Do you?
Well, 2K has that too.
Yeah, you get to chase hoes and all kinds of stuff.
Whoa.
Well, I think you do.
Are hoes?
Right?
Is that a vernacular used
in
the game?
It says that in a game.
Do you choose
to? You take them out to eat?
It gives you that thing where the guy goes, so what do you think? You want to go out on the town and have drinks with us?
And chase hoes?
And then it pauses and it says, get drinks, chase hoes.
No, it doesn't.
X, or do you want to do circle, go work extra in the cage? You have to make those choices in the game.
That's on the show?
Yeah. You do, it's an if-then statement. Yeah. So you want to go do that? Or do you want to go work extra in a cage? I think that's what's happening on the show. I don't have it, but I assume that's what's happening.
I'm going to imagine baseball doesn't have any any, who do they get to read that? Which player did they get to read? Do you want to chase?
Joey Votto?
No, that's only in John's dreams.
Alex Bregman? No, that wouldn't
Why
be Bregman.
Joey Votto?
He always
Joey
brings
Votto?
Them up.
Oh, AJ Pierzynski. AJ Pierzynski's doing reads.
Here, this is true, too. Who owns New York, the Yankees or the Giants / Jets?
Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, right?
I would think.
But that, there's so much baseball history there. That's a whole different animal.
I know, but when the Giants and the Jets are good,
the Jets are never good.
We think we got a bad. The Giants and Jets are pitiful.
Pitiful.
In the largest market in the country.
Always pitiful. The last thing they weren't pitiful was when Buddy Ryan was there. What? And they had Mark Sanchez. So you couldn't really even get excited about that.
Yeah. Not Buddy. What's his
not
name?
Not Buddy. Rex Ryan.
Rex.
I mean, Rex. Not Buddy. Rex.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even get excited about Mark Sanchez.
No, you couldn't get excited about him.
Oh, but, Mark Sanchez? I beg to differ.
But I'll bet you.
Nickname.
I'll bet you when they were good and in the playoffs, they beat Yankees numbers.
Yankee World Series numbers?
Probably.
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, Jets
that
playoffs.
That town is so crazy for the Yankees. But, you know, if you did Super Bowl in New York, Super Bowl against Tommy with the Giants, that probably was. When you played the Death Star, when you're playing the undefeated Death Star with the Giants, I bet you that was a monster in New York from a rating standpoint.
Oh, yeah. 856 ESPN 97.5. Someone 3780-3776. If you agree with Justin or you disagree, you're more than welcome to get in here. We appreciate your call, though, Justin. I disagree that Bill O'Brien is the answer. Got to give him time. He's had 6 years already, and he's made the playoffs. But have you seen he's won one playoff game? Have you really seen that they're a team that can compete? Oh, he's got two playoff wins. That's right, Bills and Raiders. Well, the Raiders. Did it really count? That was Connor Cook, wasn't it? Huh? Oh, that's our quarterback, by the way. That's our next quarterback for Roughnecks. What? Time for me to talk right now with John Clay Wolf over at GiveMeTheVin.com. What's up, John Clay Wolf?
I'm driving around the King of Prussia Mall in Philly looking for a Give Me the Vin location for the new affiliate up here that we're fixing to start.
Don't you have minions that can do that stuff for you?
There's just some things, Granato, you need to do yourself.
Yeah, some stuff you got to do yourself. I saw you.
I'm going to LA tomorrow for KLOS launch, and you need to take a picture of that because you know how long will it last? 5 minutes or 7 minutes?
I don't think I'm going under. I saw you were in Washington D.C. too.
Yesterday, yep, we got an office in Laurel, Maryland, and Manassas. We're growing. It all started right here on 97.1 ESPN 12 years ago.
Well, I certainly hope.
97.1?
97.5,
97.1, whatever it takes.
Yeah. What? So I hope you stop to see our president. And, I hope you're giving as much as he is to the IRS, okay? Doing your part like our president is. That's all I'm saying, okay?
I hear you.
All right.
I hear you.
Just do your part.
So I watched a little football last night, the showdown of the quarterbacks. I still think that'll be the Super Bowl game. Do you?
No, they're in the same conference.
Oh, okay. Well, the end of the playoffs then. Whatever.
Yes.
I think for the two best teams in the league, I think Lamar and company just had an off night, is my opinion.
Well, he has off nights every playoffs, so we'll see if he can get through the first round for a change. That's something that he's got to overcome, that's for sure. But I'm glad that you're taking an interest in that, John Clay Wolf, and not just always buying cars, okay? But if you want to sell your car to John Clay Wolf, go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.